Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm here with Anderson and we're taking your sex and relationship calls. Topics include trouble with orgasms, toys for hotter lesbian loving, when to give an ex a second chance, and what to do when your sexual past is haunting you. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. That's your one-stop shop, you guys. For all the information that you need about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com/podcast to find our entire show archive, which I think you'll enjoy. I love getting your emails. You guys are like, I'm binging on all your episodes, because there's a lot there, you guys. So you can kind of go through, see what you like. Hi, I'm here with Anderson.
Hi, Em.
Hi. How this is you? Wonderful. No, I don't make dick pics. I don't.
You should send out some dick pics. Just, you know, send them out.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Or send them back. That's what you do. When you get like a dick pic from somebody, it's like, all right, here's a giant one. Like somebody else's dick, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to
fire
engage.
Back.
But you know
fire
what's back. It's so funny, Anderson, because I had a, I was telling this, but I'll tell you the complete story. My friend was in town from Chicago. You know, she's a mom, three kids, and I forget that sometimes my life is not normal. We have roommates in college.
Right.
She comes to visit me, right. And I'm like hanging out at my house. We're, you know, drinking outside. It was a very fun weekend. And
you called me.
I did call you. Wish you happy birthday.
We spoke that day that you're having a few drinks with your friend. Yeah.
That was a different friend.
Oh.
I've had like 18 visitors in town for
good
the last
for you,
two
social
months.
Butterfly.
No, it's too much.
Okay.
I can't handle
it. Stop visiting
the house. Stop visiting me. I love you, but don't visit me. But no, she was amazing. But it was funny because at one point we're like going through my phone and I'm just showing her Snapchat. Oh. We're doing snaps. And then all of a sudden I'm like looking at my messages. She goes, what? Is that a penis? I'm like, yeah, I just delete it. She's like, well, do you get those? That's like the dick pic. I'm like, yeah, I get them. I just delete them, look. And then I show her, I block them. She's like, no way, find another one.
How many dicks you get a day?
Dicks in a day?
Yeah.
I don't know, a few a week maybe.
A few a week.
Sometimes there's like many, like, and then I just, yeah, I block you. So you can no longer ever follow me on Snapchat, which my Snapchats are a good time and you don't want to miss them. But she was like, your life, really, with those, her Chicago accent.
Chicago.
Well, it's Michigan.
It's so good to be back in these studios. I got to tell you, I've missed it. I miss you.
I miss you too.
I miss the crew. I miss being here.
Yeah, we really miss you too. Well, I think it's time. And now that you're a super dad, what's it called?
Stay at home dad.
Stay at home dad.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
The boy's out in the other room. I can already hear him starting to whimper. So hopefully this goes, but let's see how it happens.
Yeah, whimpering babies. Yes. That goes right along with sex because that's how it happened. I assume that you have had sex with your wife.
Yes, that's how we created
since
him.
Since the baby?
You know, for the first 6 months, he was in the room with us, sleeping in the room in his like little pack and play, they call it, where he's all snug in a bug. And, you know, there's nothing like a deal killer than crying baby in the middle of the night.
No.
So, plus, there's, you know, after a woman gives birth naturally.
Natural birth.
There's some time off there.
Yeah, but definitely.
He has now moved to the nursery. He's in the crib. And, you know, we find spots here and there to make it happen.
Okay,
we'll do
it's
little
important.
Bets. Like, I bet we can finish before he starts crying. Yeah.
That's what happens. Uh-huh. Right. How's your sleep?
I don't sleep more than 2 hours at a time. But other than that, I'm getting like 6.5-7 hours a night. But it's just interrupted throughout.
Right. Yeah. So maybe not the most rested sleep.
I would not recommend children before you're done with your party days, for sure.
No, how do you do it? You can't. Well, I guess that ends your party days right away.
I think that most people just like me, they stop drinking because they have kids. Like, that's the only way that you're...
Are you not
really
drinking anymore?
Barely, you know, because I can't really sleep it off in the morning anymore because I got
to
get up.
You used to wake up at like 11 and you'd be up to...
I know those days are over. Yeah.
I think change is good. Uh-huh. Don't you think? It's a transition, but I think it's probably good for you.
I don't miss it. It's called adulthood.
I don't miss it that much.
Now what? I look forward to him, you know, getting 9, 10 years old and we can share some beers.
Yeah, exactly. He's 9 for sure. You're a great dad. Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, I'm glad you're back. And, you know, I'm really glad because it's May and I would, you know,
Masturbation month?
Exactly.
It's the alliteration?
That's not why.
I bet why.
Well, I didn't make it up, but sure, I love alliteration. It's mm-hmm. easy.
Right.
It's easy. It's kind of lazy, but easy. Sounds
Mother's
good to everybody.
Mother's Day is in May. Mother's Day.
Mother's right? Day, Memorial Day, Masturbation Month.
I think it all is because of alliteration.
Yeah, but also because why the hell not? It's a good month, and I think there's 5 weeks in it, or was that last month? No, it's a big month.
Do you celebrate it? Are people meant to go out and celebrate it in various ways, like beat off in different locations?
That's a really, really good question. I wouldn't necessarily recommend different locations, but I'd recommend different, you know,
positions.
Try some toys. Yeah. If you always do it the right, do it with mm-hmm. the left. If right. you've been wanting to mutually masturbate with your partner, mm-hmm. which I'm a huge fan of, mm-hmm. you can do that. And just put some time into it, because masturbation, there's so many complaints and so many challenges that people have around their sex lives, and we attribute it to like stress, so we attribute it to like maybe too much meds or not enough sleep. But really, I think once you keep going with a regular masturbation routine and you keep it top of mind and you start understanding your body, what makes you feel good, it actually is really healthy, just as important as exercise.
Mm-hmm. So you're speaking
55 minutes
to the ladies.
No,
wait, what?
Guy-
55 minutes?
What? No, 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Okay.
You know, use the womanizer, take a minute. But the thing is that it's just, I just think that we think that our sex life is so set, and it's just, it's like this static, like we have, this is how we masturbate and we will always do that to the end of time. But it's like, we have so much capacity for pleasure. And so I think it's a great month to be like, you know what? I've been wanting to dabble a little bit more and figure out what makes you feel good. And men too.
Yeah, men too. Like
men who want to last longer.
Here's a good challenge. All guys listening to this, they can try a fifi for the first time. If you've never done a fifi, you learn how to make pretty much it's like a fleshlight, but they invented them in prison a long time ago. So you like take a toilet roll and you put, or in a Ziploc bag, and you put some warm water in there and some lube, and you use it.
Yeah, you could do that.
Why don't you make
a fifi? Buy a fleshlight. Well, you know what's so funny?
In honor of Masturbation Month, give it a shot.
Right, it's almost over. I should have done that. But you know what? The fifi, it's funny because there's a new toy that came out called a fifi, and I did not know that the origin was from prison. And it's the same thing. It's a male masturbation thing, and he uses like a, yeah, it looks like a washcloth, and it's wrapped in a thing. And I met him in Germany. Oh, that just... Oh, I met him in Germany. And he's like, want my fifi? No, I was at a sex toy trade show.
I would hope so.
And yeah, that's funny.
Not in an alley in Germany.
I met him in an alley. It was a good time. That's really funny about that, Anderson. Wait, there's one more thing I have to say on masturbation, because we're never done.
Right.
Just like you're never done masturbating.
You're talking collectively to the listeners, not me.
Yeah. There's certain things I can talk to you about, Anderson. Like porn. We're going to get into some sex in the news. Porn. How about that? Men are watching so much porn they can't get erections IRL.
IRL.
In real life. Internet. Now, we've talked about this before, about how men keep trying to, they have to keep raising.
Upping the ante. Yeah, there's a great South Park episode about this. This happens. It's the same with drugs, too. It's like you start doing drugs, you smoke a little weed, and it's good, and then you do a little weed and alcohol, it's good, and then you start, you know, adding up, and then before you know it, you're slamming speedballs, because that's the only way you can, like, get high.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's what men are doing with porn, but here's the bad news. Internet porn may be more widespread than ever, but a growing number of scientists are becoming concerned about its toxic effect on real relationships. Excessive pornography viewing could be affecting men's libidos and putting them at risk of sexual dysfunction, according to new research. So they studied all these participants, 312 male participants between 20 and 40. The study showed that men who spend a lot of time on free sites like Pornhub, the less likely they are going to be able to connect with a real life partner in the bedroom, and their real intimacy becomes jeopardized. And so they did the study, and they found a close correlation between excessive pornography use and sexual dysfunction. And it revealed that around 20% of men reported using porn 3 to 5 times a week. And 4% of men preferred masturbating to pornography over having sexual intercourse with their partner.
4%?
4%. That's a lot.
I feel like they're lying.
I feel like it would be higher.
I worked with Adam Carolla for a long time, and one of his funnier things was he'd always talk about sex. He's like, yeah, sure, I like sex. It's just not as good as the real thing. Meaning masturbation is the real thing.
It.
That's good. That's
I'm
funny.
Having dinner with his wife tonight, Lynette.
Oh, I love Lynette.
She's awesome.
She's the best.
Check out Lynette Carolla's podcast. It's
so strange that she's married to him. Like, how does she deal? She's such a sweet, great person.
I know, I love her. I guess we'll talk about it tonight. Yeah. I don't know Adam that well.
First question.
One time he yelled at me for being in the parking lot.
Order appetizers and say, how did you end up with Adam? It just doesn't make sense.
Okay, I'll do that. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. So here's the thing about this. I think that we get so many emails about masturbating and porn lately, like just the basic stuff, like how women concerned about their partners doing it, or men want to know, am I doing it too much? But this is really showing that, yeah. And I don't want everyone to freak out right now. A few times a week, even every day, is fine if you're doing it in a responsible way. But if you feel like, yeah, you know what, I'm not as turned on by my partner, and I feel like I can only do it with this certain kind of porn, and I keep raising it, it's getting more and more intense, the porn that I'm watching. The good news is that this is something you can fix. You can just kind of back off the porn. Like, easier said than done.
Like, yeah, that's like a Dr. Phil answer right
there. No, but dude, but that's like heroin. Like, just stop the heroin. But I don't think it's nearly as addictive in the sense of your whole life you were masturbating. Right. Fine. Everything was fine until about 3 years ago when it became so. 5 years ago, when did it become Pornhub become like free and easy and anywhere on your phone?
When everyone started getting the DSL and the high. Before, when you'd have to wait, like, you know, 3 hours for a 2-minute clip to download. I think that, you know,
okay,
people weren't
years,
as apt.
But I think that the porn, there's so much more porn now that speaking to every kind of sexual proclivity you could have. I feel like it's not like it's going to be easy, but you can reverse. You say, okay, you know what? I want to right now. I'm going to turn this on, but I'm just going to go back to using the old memory.
I think going back to Loveline days, which I lean on quite a bit on this here show with you. I remember people that would put off the climax and be looking at porn for like an hour or 2 hours at a time. That's when you're really in trouble. That's when it's really like, it can be considered an addiction if you're injuring yourself, making yourself raw down there. Or if it's, I mean, just to go back to what Drew would always say, if you're having negative consequences on your like life or your job or your significant others, then it's a problem.
Right. That's when it's a problem. And negative consequences, you mean like you're masturbating so much you got fired from your job.
Right.
Or you don't want to have sex with your
wife. You keep calling it sick. You just want to hang out and masturbate for hours.
Sounds like a messy room.
At the same time, too, there's a newer generation that like doesn't remember what it was like when you'd have to wait like the said 5-6 hours for a short little video to download. And they have been looking at porn since they're like, you know, 12, 13 years old, since puberty. And I I can't imagine what sex would be like. I feel so bad for those girls that have to deal with those guys that expect.
This is my obsession.
And this has been going on for like 10 years.
I know. Now. These are like, these girls are all having sex now and the other.
It's all porn style sex.
I know. Too. And that's what they think they have to do to have sex. Dangerous.
Could I just say that I appreciate you saying porn and not porno? There's something.
Who says porno?
When people say porno, usually people like our age or a little bit older. They say porno and it's just like, eh.
I've never said that word.
So 70s, so gross. I just picture mustaches.
And bushes.
And bushes,
yes. I don't say porno. You mean a porno? No, I don't say that.
Was that sex in the news? I just realized that we just did sex in the news.
You've said? It's over. We're not getting phone calls. Dude, this is exciting.
I'm out of practice with you.
I know.
I love the sex in the news.
Did you want another one? Do you need any more sex? Anything you'd like to add?
I think it's call time, right?
Yeah. So you guys, we are going to be taking your calls here. So I love this. First, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Thank you everyone for supporting them. You know, I only talk about products and services that I love, that I've used, that I appreciate, and I know you will too. So thanks for supporting them and help keeping the show free. We love you. Hey, Anderson, our first call is from Paris.
Paris.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? I got it's Emily and Anderson.
Hello, baguette. Agate.
Hello, agate.
It rhymes with baguette, right?
baguette.
Well, thank you. You're 25 years old. And tell me how I can help you.
So, first of all, I'm very happy to be on your show. And so I've been dating a guy for, I would say, 6 months, and it's been very great. But, my problem is that I can't orgasm when he goes down on me or he uses sex toys or something like this. Whereas when I'm alone, I manage to orgasm, so I don't know why, and I don't know what I can do to because it's so frustrating for both of us.
Okay, well, I think, first of all, it's great that you can orgasm on your own, because this is a very common question we get asked, and because it's just not, you know, orgasming with a partner is very difficult for most women. The majority of women have this challenge, so you're totally fine. Right. I hate using the word normal, but it's normal. And if you know how to do it on your own, it's the kind of thing you got to incorporate it when you're with your partner. Just show them and say, this is what I do. You could do some mutual masturbation. You can show them exactly how you want to be touched, because he wants to please you, I'm certain.
Yes. Yes. But when I was with my ex and when he went down on me, I orgasmed. So I don't know why I have
make sure you tell the new guy that.
No, don't tell your boyfriend that. Listen, do you remember?
It'll motivate him.
So here's the thing. He probably did. Exactly. The last guy did it. Don't do that. But I think that, do you remember what your ex did and what this guy's done? Because you can give it. No, you don't remember?
Because, no, it's the problem, because I can't go to my ex and say hello.
That'd be awesome if you could interview him. Be like, listen, I have nothing to say to you, but I have a question.
Just bring him in. Put him on the bench. No, have him like coach from the bench.
So here's the thing. I think that you could probably know, like when your boyfriend's going down on you, does it start to feel good and then something happens and it's like doesn't feel good, or does it never feel good?
No, it feels good, but it's like I'm reaching some kind of, level, and I can't go further, and I can't orgasm, blockage, I don't know.
I think that, yeah, you know what, here's the thing, I think you got, how long have you been with him? You've been with him for 6 months. So I think that you have to, in the moment, be present with them and show them, like, guys, a lot of guys don't know, like, because every woman is different. Maybe his last girlfriend liked him going down on her in a certain way, and he's doing the same thing with you. So you just need to be the director here. You need to say, like, in the moment, like, can you try this? Can you go softer? Can you go slower? Can you, you know, a lot of guys go too fast, too hard. Maybe you need a little more foreplay. And then also you could bring a toy in.
Now, she said she uses toys.
Okay. So I think that this could also be in your mind that you're thinking it hasn't happened. Yeah. It hasn't happened. And so you're like, it's just not going to. And we do that. A lot of this stuff is just in our head, and it's going to stop you from orgasming. So that's why I suggest start with some mutual masturbation when you he's in the room and you guys are both getting off. Mm. And then you've done it with him in the room. He sees what you're doing. You see what he's doing. You know what turns him on. You're learning. It's hot. And then go from there. But
yes, maybe I put too much pressure on me. I don't know.
You are. No, I'm going to tell you right now that there's nothing wrong with you. And you likely are putting a lot of pressure on yourself because you're thinking, is it going to happen? And that's what we do. We block our orgasms. We're like cock blocking, but orgasm blocking. And we like get so scared. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And that is what allows that to happen. So I would try to just get it out of your, know that it will happen. Believe that it will happen and try mutual masturbation with him. Okay.
Okay, maybe
let me know
where
it goes. Okay, I think that it will work. I know it'll work. There's nothing wrong with you at all because you can have orgasms and you like your boyfriend.
Yes.
Get over this hump, okay? Get out of your head, into your body. Hump. Okay, thank you so much.
Try some wine too and like loosen up a little.
Okay,
thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
So much. Bye. I took French too. Au revoir.
You really utilized it there.
I didn't, well, but I didn't. I don't know how to say it. I took it like au revoir, goodbye, hello. Was that
bonjour?
Bonjour is hello. But then goodbye.
Oui is yes.
Oui, yes. Je parle français.
Remember the porn magazine? Oui.
Oui. Yeah. I do. Oui, so oui. That's interesting. So I hope everyone can we can understand. I can understand her.
Yeah, and she's probably gonna hear. Agat's probably gonna hear this as well. So, you know, after she hears her call, she's probably going to hear you continue to talk about it. And so maybe.
As you should.
And a lot of other people probably have this problem too.
Oh, my God. This is probably one of the most common.
Especially girls. Because, like you said, they're all different. Guys aren't going to have, well, there will be here and there. But for the most part.
Guys are
dumb. So this guy that she's dating right now is probably dumb. And he probably thinks, well, this worked for my last girlfriend, just like you said.
Yep.
So there needs to be some kind of communication, even if it's not verbal. Like maybe, you know, like she taps them to let them know a little faster or a little slower.
Or she shows them with her fingers what she does when
she'll cover that with the mutual, which you pointed out.
Right.
But like I've always said, like if he just really pays attention to her body language and how, and we didn't even ask if she's faking or not, but she better not be faking.
No,
that'll
don't
really
fake
screw
it.
Everything up.
Yep. Faking no on fake O.
Yes.
But I think that the kind of thing, if this has happened with you, that you can show your partner. And also just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it's not going to happen yet. And I think that women, since our orgasms are not a sure thing, I think that guys worry that they're going to come too fast and women worry that they're never going to come at all.
Yeah, and you guys get so stuck up in your head.
I know. And so I think that if you can just somehow...
That's why I said wine. But you know what? She's French. She's probably been drinking since she was like 8.
Yeah, exactly.
She's
it's not a problem there.
Drinking wine right
so
there.
So I think that, just get out of your head, into your body. When you find yourself thinking, oh, I'm not going to come this time, just like get back into your body and feel it and breathe. All right.
Or just think of the last guy.
Let's go. Think of the ex. Okay, our next call is Kevin, 27, from Seattle, and he's got some questions about anal play, butt plug, anal toys. You guys tried it a few years ago. It didn't go well. It didn't go well because you didn't use a lot of lube and it just didn't feel good. A lot of people have first-time anal gone wrong stories. And now you want to try again. And the good news is that she likes it when you're touching around her butt and you're starting to build up to it again, which is exactly what I would tell you to do. That if a couple's new at anal or wants to rebuild their anal memory and have a good experience, is there's so many nerve endings in just right outside. So if you just put some, make sure you like clean hands and you wash your hands and use lube and you like take your finger and go around her, that, you know, her butt. The opening, and you start to like play with it, she'll start to, you know, you see how she reacts to that, and then you could get some toys before you go like jump right into anal to see if she gets comfortable with it. I would recommend, we have a toy on my site from FT London. They have a butt plug that's killer. Anderson's holding it in his hand right now, but it's not used. It's called, he wanted to know if it was used. It's the FT London butt plug. It's amazing. And it also comes, it has a finger, you can get the finger ring that they had, this finger vibe, which I love. It's the G ring, and it's a remote control for the butt plug, which is really cool. But also there's like anal beads are fun too, but I feel like you guys just have to get comfortable with, like, the reason why a plug's good is because she can wear it inside of her, like on her own or with you, to kind of start to get comfortable with the play. What? On her own when she's going to the
drugstore. I'm remembering you were, I don't think it was in your butt, but something fell out of you.
My Kegel balls.
While you're in the market or something?
I was in a meeting.
No, I was in
a really important TV meeting wearing wide leg pants and
Kegel balls. Kevin, don't let your wife wear these things in meetings or anywhere. Maybe around the house.
During foreplay, she could wear it.
Oh, do you guys have kids?
What was that?
Do you have kids, Kevin?
No, we don't.
All the butt play does that. If you're obsessed with the butt, you're not going to have a whole lot of kids.
Cause no.
I was just thinking, like, if it fell out by mistake and one of their toddlers got a hold of it, that'd be bad, too.
Right.
But he doesn't have
that. That would be horrible.
Yeah.
So does that answer your question? Like, because a lot of times it doesn't go well because people don't do it right. But I think if you start to get her comfortable with that area and, like, getting turned on, and it's great for women, too, to first get, like, give her an orgasm, have her have a clitoral or whatever kind of orgasm she has, have intercourse, and then start to play, because then that everything, she's already turned on and aroused.
Yeah.
Kevin, it sounds like you figured out that she's into it, but you guys haven't actually come out and verbally talked about it. Is that true?
We talked about it a little bit. We both talked about both getting butt plugs or something along the line. We have a small anal bead, and she likes that.
Well, okay. then you're already there. Just take
you're nap. Good. Yeah.
If she's already kind of giving you the green light, as it were, why don't you just take the next step? I mean, she's not gonna. I doubt she's gonna go out and order the anal beads off Amazon or the next step. Sounds like you already have some, but you just do the next step. Don't freak her out by getting like way into it though. But like maybe once every two or three times, you try something a little bit more.
Yeah, like lick it and use your finger, or every time. Who knows if she wants to build up to it. For some women, they can.
I know that women get a little bit freaked out when their man is just obsessed with the butt, and
that's true.
That's all that he cares about.
Well, it's changed from woman to woman. That's your wife, so I think that's. But it's good news that she's getting comfortable with it. You're doing the right thing. Go slow during this whole process, and especially when you do finally have anal, that's when you go really, really slow. Now, there's a bunch of stuff on our website. If you just literally search anal, we have a lot of stuff on there about with toys and stuff we like. But is there anything else I can help you with? Have we helped you with your anal explorations?
You had something with anal, but then I had one question when I was listening to a recent podcast. I like to go down on her a lot, but I never use lube. Is there a benefactor to me using lube on her, or is it just a taste at all?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you asked that. It's funny. We've been getting so many questions about that, because here's the thing. The clitoris is not self-lubricating at all. It's not going to do that. So if you add a few drops of lube, I love Joe Lube. If you're into this, the flavored lube is great. Salted caramel. They have passion, creme brulee. The point is, you put a few drops. You don't need a ton. And just to get it going, it's not that she's probably, I'm sure she will get wet, but it just feels good. Like, it's a different kind of wet that just will get her going. And so I would say, yes, try it. And then I think it might, she's going to get more turned on quicker and a little less work for you.
Awesome. We're trying it tonight then.
Oh, I love it. Okay, go on my website, because we've got a store there. We've got the FT London plug, and we also have the Joe Lubes, all the different flavors. Let me know how it goes, Kevin. Have a fun night. I know you will. It's going to be a good one. I'll be thinking about you. Okay, bye. Thanks, Kevin. I'll be thinking about you. That's not Kevin. I'm going to be thinking about you and your wife having anal.
It sounds like that's what you're going to do.
I didn't mean that, but I really, can I tell you, and I know that you can't do this, you know this after 17 years on Loveline, I really do want everyone, though, to tell me how it goes. Like, I'd love Kevin to,
call back and
call me later and be like, how'd it go tonight, Kevin?
Passionate anal.
No, really. Like, I feel like we're sort of helping people, but then it's like I'm sending them off and I don't know what happens.
Right. I mean, that's the nature of this biz. You rarely get the follow-ups. You rarely get to hear how things go.
I want to know how it went, and I will friggin' talk to you again. Call me. Okay, we've got another call.
Can we just assume that they had passionate anal sex and they're good to go?
Well, people keep listening to the show, so I'm thinking it's helping someone. Okay, next caller. Okay. Ooh, I love this. Our next call is Betts. She's 23 from Oregon, and she's got some questions about sex toys. Hi, Betts. Thanks for calling in. I'm here with Anderson.
Hey, Betts.
So happy
Hi,
to
Anderson.
To
Hi, Emily.
Hi. Tell me everything. How can we help you?
So, my girlfriend and I have been in a relationship for about 8 months.
Okay.
And neither of us had any pre-experience with a same-sex relationship, and so we've just been figuring it out together. It has been very good so far, but we haven't brought any equipment into the picture yet. And I was just wondering if you have any suggestions, etc., because I know that you talk about toys all the time on your show, but it's mostly in reference to masturbation and stuff like that. So do you have any ideas for a same-sex couple?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So I would think, what kind of thing are you guys, do you want more clitoral toys, you think? Do you want, are you interested in any, would you want to use strap-ons? I mean, how do you guys have
We're really
sex right
down
now?
For anything, yeah.
Okay. Have you into, in, I would say, God, have you ever used a toy before in your life?
I have, yeah.
Okay. And what did you like? What kind of toy did you use?
I had a little finger vibrator, and I really liked that one. But I haven't used that many, so I don't have much experience to draw from.
Okay, yeah. I think the good news is you guys can totally play around, like, with each other and kind of figure out, you know, you guys already know really what's making you feel good. If you're interested in, like, G-spot toys or stuff like that, I mean, you could buy a strap-on toy. That's more of, like, an advance, like, wearing a strap-on and a dildo on it, if you want to do that. We have a bunch of those on my website.
Would that be on your website? Okay.
Yeah, that's on my website. I'm trying to think if we could find one that I could recommend. Like, Sport Sheets makes one that's really great. I love all the sport. Are you guys into bondage at all? Playing blindfolds?
No, not really.
Okay.
What about those ones where, like, they connect with your phone app and she could, like, be wearing the underwears there while they're away from each other, and they really can, use the app?
You. Well, here's the thing. Yeah, those are great ones, too. So I think that the Rave and the Nova by WeVibe.
And then do you climax with the internal or the external bets?
More external.
Like, yeah.
So, I mean, you should be able, what about her?
Same, yeah.
I think that panty vibes, I've been talking about these lately. Like, I love vibe. Like, if you guys are going out and put, it's not like you're not into the kinky stuff, though. I think that you want, because there are these panty vibes that you can remote, like, one of you could have the remote control, and, you know, you could be wearing them out, like, when you're in public and stuff. But I think you should just get some. The good news is you're both there and you're playing around together. Like, you can share toys, just keep them clean. I would use, like, I would get some WeVibe toys because they're my favorite. They make the best, I think, literal vibes. I'm obsessed with the Wish. Okay, I just had to, like, I'm really trying to think. This is why I love the Wish. This is the new WeVibe toy. And it's, so you know the clitoris has so many nerve endings.
8,000.
I'm like, you've heard of it. 8,000 nerve endings. However, the thing about the Wish is that it works on your internal and external clitoris. Like, the clitoris has legs, right? So it's like like a squishy ball, but it fits over your entire, like, your pelvic, your pubic mound, your pelvic floor, wherever you want to, like, your pelvic floor, your labia, your whole area. It's, like, not just like a typical clitoral toy. So I love the Wish, and you guys can share that and move around. I think that's a great one. I think that you could get the FT London has a ring vibe. It's called the G-ring. And the reason why I love this one is because your finger, it's a powerful waterproof vibrator. And I love this because it goes around your finger, any finger you want, and it turns your finger into a vibrator. So this way you can, like, tease her nipples, you can, like, play with it, you can put it inside of her. I think it's waterproof. You can, like, basically your hand becomes a vibrator, and I think it's a great way to, since you guys are, you've been together how long?
8 months.
8 months.
8 months.
Thanks,
yeah.
Anderson, for paying. So I feel like it's a great way to explore each other's, like, erogenous zones and, like, kind of push it and see, like, where you guys can really turn each other on. Like, nipple orgasms. Okay. So I love that one. You gotta have some good lube. Do you guys have good lube?
We do, yeah.
Okay.
You guys scissor.
Yeah, how do you have sex
right
now?
We have, yeah.
You have scissored?
I'm looking at it.
Yeah. I heard that's only what fake lesbians do, but...
No, that's not true, and especially if you guys are both external, because you guys could trib that way. Tribbing is when the vaginas actually kiss. The reason I know that is because I worked on Loveline, and because there's this French film called Blue is the Warmest Color that both of you should actually rent or watch in your spare time over a bottle of wine.
There's not a whole bunch of lesbian movies out there, so I think I've seen what there are.
Yeah, Blue is the Warmest Color is the biggest one, but it sounds like you've already heard that. And I also, before we're done with her, I have a question.
Okay, sure. I also think, I mean, if you guys don't have a magic wand, I mean, that's just like that's amazing, because you could use it as a massage piece, but it's a great...
You love your magic wand.
I love my magic wand, but everyone loves a magic wand. And if you guys don't have one, it's a great investment. It's recordable. What'd you say?
Harry Potter especially.
And you can also, the good thing about the magic wand, you can also get toppers for it. So if you decide to play with it, you can get ones that are like, you know, they have the toppers. You turn it into an insertion toy. So
you turn it into an egg beater if you're making a cake.
Okay, so what was your question? Was that helpful?
So you guys, Bets.
Yes, it was.
You're both first timers with the same-sex relationship, right?
Yes.
How did you guys meet? Like, how did this come about?
She was dating my roommate, who's a boy, and it didn't work out, so I was there to pick up the pieces.
So she's like, you're kind of like a rebound, but it turned into an 8-month relationship.
Wow. No, she fell in love with me while she was dating him. Because,
is that why it didn't work out with him? Because you were distracted?
She used it as an excuse to hang out with me. No, we were just best friends, and then it turned into something more.
You don't live with that guy anymore, do you?
No.
Well, I think these are some good places to start, and you guys are already having great sex.
Yes.
Oh my God, Bets, this is great. Go to my website. You can check them out. And I love this. Good luck with the relationship. It sounds really fun.
Thank you so much.
Okay, have a blast. Thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Thank you, Emily.
Bye, sweetie. Good luck with you. I love that. I was like so stumped because I'm like, okay, two vaginas, two vulvas. Like, I'm overwhelmed with the things.
Yeah,
like
so
a woman saying, I want my first vibrator.
16,000 nerve endings.
16,000 nerve
you had to worry about right there.
Yeah. I know. And I wanted them all to be pleasured and tickled. That's why the new Wish is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I wish.
I want you to see it.
The Wish doesn't seem like a good name for it. It's like, I wish I could have an orgasm.
Yeah, but I'm like, I know. For me, it's like what I dreamed of.
The names are always so like butterfly, like just like light and like if it was for a man, it'd be like the plunger.
I know. The destroyer. The destruction.
Yeah.
And for women, we're like, it's we like want butterfly. Yeah, the unicorn.
The evil.
Okay, we've got Morgan. She's 24 from Los Angeles and wants to know if she should give an ex relationship a chance. Hey, Morgan, I'm here with Anderson. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Yeah, I love your show. Love you. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I love that you're here. The whole ex conundrum, I feel you. What is going on?
Yeah. So we've been dating for about 2 years now. Okay. Moved in together a year after dating. And we kind of fell into a really normal, boring routine, kind of like an old married couple.
Right.
And we stopped having sex. And so I ended things and moved home. And I'm kind of in this weird phase where I don't know if I should get back with him or if I should just keep moving forward.
Okay. Right.
So it's kind of, I definitely love him and everything besides the sex.
Right.
Is kind of.
Well, was the sex great? Okay, you were together 2 years, then you broke up, moved out, and you said you had breakup sex or like ex sex recently? Did you say that or no? You cut out for a second. Or did you just.
Kind of. No, we haven't. We've been hanging out, but we haven't.
Okay, you've had sex. Really okay, here's my question for you. First of all, you're 24. You lived together for 2 years. My question is, first of all, was the sex hot in the beginning?
Not really.
Okay, so probably not. I'm going to tell you this, that if you don't have that chemistry, now here's, sex takes work. That's what my entire show, my life is about helping people work on their sex lives. But if you guys have been together for 2 years and it was never that great and you're 24 years old, mm-hmm. I'd say going back to try to work on it and teach each other what feels good to build a chemistry that wasn't even there, I think it's probably not the best idea. And that maybe you do need some time to be alone. And yeah. I'm also going to think there's probably some other issues there, not just the sex, because it's never just one thing. Now, if he's,
yeah.
So I don't want to be like, I don't like want to be so black and white, like just.
But it's true. I mean, it's like.
It's kind of true, right,
Anderson? Like if you were driving a station wagon and you just wanted to speed around and you got tired of the boring station wagon because you couldn't speed in it, you turned it in and then you go back to the car lot 6 months later and you're like, but the station wagon, it's comfortable. It's familiar. I think I'm going to go back to it. You're still going to want to speed and you can't do that with this guy. And I don't know what you were hoping to accomplish when you guys broke up. I don't know if you were hoping to get in a new relationship and that didn't happen and now you just feel lonely. So you're going back to what's familiar?
Mm-hmm. That happens too.
I think I've been wanting to kind of work on myself a little bit because I'm in this weird transition with jobs and where I'm living and whatnot. So mm-hmm. I think I kind of wanted to focus on myself.
That's a really important thing to do, Morgan, especially at your age. You just got out of a two-year relationship. The best work you can do on yourself, I think, is without a partner. I think that a lot of women and men, we just go from one relationship to the next, and we never take that time to work on ourselves. And I think the fact that you're even saying that, that's going to be hard to do if you're trying to build a sex life, rebuild a relationship. So I think you keep doing that, and there's going to be plenty of men out there for you to meet when you're ready. And if he's still around, he's meant to be.
That sucks, though, because he's so sweet, and he has everything else going for him. But
I know.
Kind of like,
and you can maybe be friends with him.
Working on it.
I know. I know, honey. I know. And it's like every guy, I get it. They're like amazing on paper, and everything's great, and he loves you. But you're going to find a lot of people who are going to be that guy who's going to be a nice guy, who's going to treat you well, and you also want to have sex with them.
And you're 24 today, Morgan, and you're going to be 30 before you know it. It goes by really fast. Take it from me and Emily. I mean, we've both been there. And the last thing you want to do is get back in a rut, in a relationship where you don't grow and you don't move forward. And it's just more years wasted. It might be comfortable. It might be easy. It might feel safe, but it's not going to help you as a person. And I'm speaking from experience. I wish that somebody told me that.
Me too.
Because I kept going back to the same dead-end relationships, and I wasted some of my best years.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, a part of me was like, maybe I can just move home and we could and live apart for a little bit. And try to make
that's
it
not
going to
make the station wagon of a guy turn into like a sports car. He's still going to have boring sex unless your thrill is to have sex in your house with your mom, like downstairs.
Right. I mean, you could still hang out, and the sex might still happen. But if you can keep it, as long as it's not a distraction to you. I mean, you can go back and have
sex.
Might
not be fair to this guy. This guy might be waiting around. He might be in love. It sounds like he probably is.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're probably in your first serious relationship. I just think that if you can be strong, it's kind of like quitting anything, like quitting a drug. You got to like quit him for a little bit. Take some space.
Does he know why? Or did you let him down easy? Does he know that it's because he's boring?
It's been brought up. It's kind of me saying I want to do my own thing, and also we don't have sex. So it's kind of curious.
I think you still want to do your own thing. That's clear, honey. I get that you miss him, and I get he's amazing, and you had this great thing. But work on yourself. You're going to be going through so much changes right now in your 20s, and I just think that you got to just do you right now. And it could get murky. I know you love him. I know he's great. But I think you got to just keep going on this path. You were right to move home and to figure this out yourself. You just need some space and time. Okay.
Let us know what goes. Good to hear it from you.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean it. We both feel it too. Okay, honey. You got it. Just take care of yourself. Do you. I'm telling you to be the best work you've done. You're welcome. Thank you so much.
That's masturbation month.
Bye, Morgan.
Do you, Morgan.
Masturbation month. That's a great time to spend alone. Mm-hmm. Getting to know yourself. In an intimate way.
Every May 1st, Emily breaks up with whoever she's with.
No, it used to be on their birthdays. Not on purpose. It just would just kind of come up and I'd be like, oh, it's your birthday. And guess what? We're over. Happy birthday. No, I didn't do it on purpose. A few times it was at the birthday. So the deal is that, Morgan, and here's listening to Morgan, 24. I can't tell you how many men I dated. 2-year relationships, and I'd say, you know what? They're so great. They're so amazing, or you know, whatever it was, but I'm not ready. And then you miss them, but I don't regret anything.
Yeah, I was such a pansy. It cost me so many experiences, I'm sure. I mean, I did plenty in my life. I'm not like, you know, whining, but looking back, I was such a puss, and I would just go back to like what's comfortable and easy.
Exactly. And that's the easy choice. The hard choice is to be strong and to stick with your gut and work on yourself. Anderson, so great having you back.
It's good to be back.
Every time it's like a reunion, but then it's like you've never been gone.
That's a sign of a good friendship.
It is a really good friendship.
Yeah.
So I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Being a good dad.
Thanks.
Love it. Okay, thanks, Anderson. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Helena, producer Lark, Jamie, and Michael, and Anderson, of course. Thanks for being here. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.